take it from the TIM, and that's Tim. You should take it from the TIM. You should take it from the TIM.
I'm Tim Robinson, and like you have come a long way. I work with around 50 companies and indulge in over 30 revenue-generating opportunities, and I'm ready to share my life's lessons with you. Most I've learned the hard way. Join me at Take It From Tim, where Tim's talking about life, career, relationships, failure, motivation, and some fun product reviews and unboxing. My channel is unscripted, unbiased, and completely raw. Embark on an exciting journey with me as we learn and unlearn together. Ready to take it for the TIM? That's Tim. That's me. Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and this is Take It From the TIM, and that's Tim. In today's episode, we'll be talking about being authentic in a fake world. Being authentic in a fake world. You know, it is very challenging to be yourself in the world that we live in. Whether you bought into the idea that it's possible to be authentic, but then you settle into the mindset of the drone-like, what I call the drone-like collective, or the mob effect, and you feel that it's impossible for you to have your total voice. It's interesting and funny at the same time, and not a funny ha-ha, a funny as in really interesting, something to make you think or to ponder upon. It's interesting how we are taught, and you hear a lot about individuality, and now we're hearing a lot about diversity, and we're hearing a lot about inclusion, and we're hearing all of these buzzwords that talks about people learning to be themselves. But can we really be ourselves in the current world or the current climax that we are living in? Now, to me, it's a little refreshing to see young people and to watch them embrace their individuality and their uniqueness. But when you come to people that are like 40 plus, because those mindsets were structured in a way that certain things was ingrained in us. And because those things was ingrained in us, anything that is different or anything that is outside of the box or outside of the norm is considered weird. And it's interesting though, because young people use that word a lot, weird. And it's funny, it seems like it got a revival. That was a word that probably every generation has heard from whenever the word weird was invented. But I don't think that we use the word the same way in each generation. And I think when I look at some things about young people, when they use the word weird, their usage of the word weird means anything that does not go along with them. So they have their own bias box. But our generation, when we use the word weird, we look at the word weird as being odd. Something that others may consider unique, or something that others may consider innovative, or something that others may consider expressive. We use the word weird in that fashion. But is it really weird, or is it individual expression? And what is the difference between individual expression and weird? I remember I went out with this young lady, and it was a gentleman that was dressed up, kind of looked like a cross between Colonel Sanders and Santa Claus. And it was so funny to this young lady that this gentleman was dressed up the way that he was in the environment that we were in, which was a casino, and it was dancing, and people were having a good time on the dance floor, and they had live music. And my mindset was different. I didn't see it as weird. I seen it as expressive, and I seen it as a person that was comfortable and confident in himself to get up on the dance floor and to dress the way that he dressed and be unique. You know, I sometimes battle with freedom of speech. I think that it is important, and I think that it is great that we have freedom of speech, but I don't think that freedom of speech means that you have to say everything that you think. Because I believe that your freedom of speech is also like a shackle on someone else's individuality and uniqueness. And I think that the best freedom of speech is the freedom of speech when you speak it into your mind before you let it out of your lips. And if you speak it into your head, into your mind, and it doesn't come back with some type of buzzers or alarms, or it doesn't make you think, then you may be the weird one. You may be the actual weird one. Because if you say something in your head, and you think about it, how would you feel if someone else said that? Would it make you feel uncomfortable? Would it make you feel out of place that maybe you should not say it? But with this freedom of speech that we have, it's kind of like we throw up on people before we had an opportunity to see whether or not it would make us uncomfortable. Personally, I can say for myself, I have said things and done things that once I let them out, I immediately felt, oh, wow, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. And sometimes these things are societal, meaning that it's like you feel like you're going to be judged by society. But sometimes these things are things you think about yourself, and it's kind of like once you let it out, you hear it in your own ears and say, wow, that doesn't sound that good. That doesn't make me feel that comfortable. I should have never said that. So when we think about embracing individuality and uniqueness and letting people be themselves and not that we have to be totally socially acceptable of what people say and what they do and how they act and react and whatever. But do we always have to make a verbal or nonverbal expression regarding that? Because some of your nonverbals are more powerful than your verbals. And I know with Black women in particular, those sounds and those sucking your teeth and all that stuff and those looks, some of us people, male and female, the looks that we give people, you know, we hear the saying, if looks could kill. It's not always that your looks can kill. Sometimes they can cripple, sometimes they can strip, sometimes they can take away the drive and the confidence of others. So we need to be careful what we release to this world. So I want to get deeper into the subject, but right now I'm going to let that go for part one of this particular episode. But we're going to talk more about embracing your individuality and your uniqueness. And you would notice that I say that a lot. Embracing your real you, the essence of who you are. Don't you think it's about time? This is Take It From Tim, and I hope you have found value for your valuable time. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thanks for giving me your greatest asset, which is your time, and joining me in this episode. Look at the library of episodes that have passed and stay tuned for episodes to come. Again, thank you. See you soon.